This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Four megalithic sites that changed the history books. It's widely taught around the world that the Sumerians were the earliest known civilization dating back around 6,000 years ago. But there are certain megalithic sites that simply don't fit into that time frame and point to advanced cultures being around much, much earlier than is currently being taught. The four structures on this list are amazing, not just in size, but in what they possibly reveal about mankind's true history. These are four megalithic sites that change the history books. Number 4. Gunung Padang, megalithic site, Indonesia. Gunung Padang is a site that sits in West Java, Indonesia. First mentioned in the report of the Department of Antiquities in 1914 and again in 1949 by Dutch historian N.J. Krom, this place was only first officially visited for archaeological and historical purposes in 1979. What makes this megalithic site so fascinating is the possibility that it could be the biggest structure ever built in the world. Even more, it could also be the oldest structure discovered so far, dating back sometime between 5,000 to 23,000 years old. To put it in perspective, if true, it is older than the Egyptian pyramids and even Göbekli Tepe in Turkey. At 23,000 years old, Gunung Padang and those that lived there were likely thriving and standing before the last ice age occurred in 11,700 BC. Located at 885 meters above sea level, the structure is composed of five separate terraces with courtyards linked by an accessible staircase. On each courtyard are fallen pillars or long rocks crafted from volcanic stone. The terraces are positioned to face the north-northwest part of the hill. When carbon dated, the top part of Gunung Padang with the terraces was dated to the Bronze Age at 2500 to 1500 BC. This was an exciting find. However, when further research was done, they noticed terraces pointing to a much older structure that was underneath the first one. In 2012, core drilling samples were collected and a large study done in conjunction with the Miami-based Beta Analytic Lab. The results showed that underneath the top structure are two or three more ancient ones. The dating suggests activity on the lower structure goes back as far as 22,000 to 23,000 BC, then 14,700 BC on the upper structure, and then 9,600 BC to 4,700 BC, give or take, for the succeeding levels. It's something seen often when studying ancient megaliths, where new civilizations continue to build or even rebuild on top of older sites, but because these are so old, it's possible the civilizations that created the later structures didn't even realize there were ancient buildings sitting underneath them. A further scan of the hill showed the presence of a hollow chamber approximately 10 meters in width, length, and height. There are also hollow shafts and a possible doorway detected as well. As for its design, Gunung Padang is believed to be similar to the step pyramids of Peru. Even more intriguing is that during the coring samples, researchers noticed that in the deeper levels, the rocks and stones were held together by an ancient form of cement composed of iron, clay, and silica. Despite possible evidence pointing to an ancient structure underground, many skeptics believe the researchers are only deluding themselves and that Gunung Padang is nothing but a natural mountain. Researchers and archaeologists are still waiting for grants to dig further and explore the chambers. If indeed Gunung Padang proves itself to be an ancient megastructure, its existence could shake up the general historical timeline as it points to the fact that even before the agricultural revolution 12,000 years ago, another highly advanced culture had existed millennia before on this planet. Number 3. Baalbek, Lebanon. Declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site, the ruins at Baalbek in Lebanon is considered a cornerstone of ancient civilization. The area has shown continued human habitation since 9000 BC, making it an important part of humankind's ancient history. Through the centuries, Baalbek has been a religious site for Christians, Muslims, Romans, and even Mesopotamians. In fact, many of the structures built there were once religious temples used by its inhabitants to serve and worship their respective gods. In the ancient world, the site was an important pilgrimage area for those who worshipped the Phoenician sky god Baal, hence the name Baalbek. By 334 BC, Alexander the Great conquered Baalbek and renamed it Heliopolis. Eventually, the Romans took over the site and retained the name. The Romans then built structures for their new city, creating massive new projects, including aqueducts, walkways, buildings, and roads. The ruins eventually passed over to the Ottoman Empire, but they left the buildings to crumble and decay. Furthermore, earthquakes took down many of the then standing buildings. For centuries, the ruins sat unpreserved and untouched until 1898, when German Emperor Willem II saw the ruins for himself and decided to send a team of archaeologists to preserve it. There are several main points of interest at Baalbek, and these are the Temple of Bacchus, the remnants of the Temple of Jupiter, and the quarry site. Despite their impressive designs and stone construction, there's a deeper mystery baffling archaeologists about the ruins there. The popular opinion is that all the structures here were erected by the Romans, but a closer inspection of the site reveals the Roman temples were built on top of existing, much older, ancient structures. The fact that huge stone blocks were used as the foundation for these temples have generated so many questions. Scholars and experts alike have no idea how these megalithic stones, weighing between 400 to 1,000 tons, were moved and lifted in the first place. Baalbek sits on top of a tell, or mound, that rises 1,150 meters above sea level. The original base platform was said to be created by the Phoenicians, and it's in this same area that the Bible mentions having it been inhabited by giants. Even further than that, ancient texts also state that the fortress of Baalbek was created by Cain and giant people. One look at this base structure, and you would think they were indeed built by some sort of giants. There are 27 megalithic stones, and every piece is massive. The three largest that stand out serve as the base platform for the Temple of Jupiter and are known as the Trilithon. Each one is estimated to weigh 1,000 tons each, and were somehow lifted 20 feet into the air and firmly put in place. Even more mysterious is that these massive stone blocks were quarried 800 meters away from the temple itself. It's here in the quarry where researchers found a large monolith cut block weighing 1,000 tons, and it has been dubbed as the Stone of the Pregnant Woman. This block never made it to the temple site. During a dig in 2014, archaeologists discovered an even larger and heavier stone block sitting right beneath the first stone. This second one weighs heavier at around 1,650 tons and is believed to be the largest ancient block ever discovered. Some archaeologists and alternative theorists say that even though the Romans might have built many of the ruins in Baalbek we see today, they built it on top of an even older, massive complex that dates back more than 20,000 years. Even if modern archaeologists begin accepting this possible timeline, there remains the question of why and who actually built it. Regardless, they do in fact stand, and even with today's technology, no one fully knows what they used to cut, move, and erect these giant stones. Number 2. 33,000-year-old Bosnian Pyramids. Discovered in 2005, the Bosnian pyramids are stirring up controversy for our current historical timeline. For centuries, the hills around Visoko, Bosnia, were thought of as nothing more than just natural formations. It wasn't until 2005 when Dr. Sam Osminigic, an amateur archaeologist and a decades-long pyramid enthusiast, first visited Visoko and noticed it seemed there was something more underneath the 3-foot-thick vegetation. After researching and visiting hundreds of pyramid complexes around the world, He recognized the hill had noticeable slopes, triangular faces, obvious corners, and a deliberate orientation. This led him to believe these natural hills were actually forgotten pyramids. That same year, he paid for construction companies and geologists to study the rock and perform core drilling. After that, he announced to the world, the first pyramids in Europe had been found. Dr. Osmanagic soon created the archaeological park, Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun Foundation, designed to secure funding for the preservation and further study of these pyramids. Even more fascinating is that there isn't just one pyramid-like hill found here, and he believes the nearby hills are also hidden pyramids, long forgotten by history. The doctor later dubbed five structures as part of what would be the largest pyramid complex ever discovered in the world. The biggest individual one here is the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun. Another hill facing close to this is the Pyramid of the Moon. There's also the Pyramid of the Dragon, Mother Earth, and Love. The latter are similar hills with the same pyramidal shape and are believed to be part of the massive complex. The Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is the largest pyramid structure in the world, with a total height of 220 meters. It's thought that the structure has one of the most precise orientation towards cosmic north at 0 degrees, 0 minutes, and 12 seconds. However, that's not the most mind-blowing and history-altering find so far. Radiocarbon dating was done on organic matter found on top of the concrete blocks discovered at the site, and right below the 3-foot layer of dirt on the hill, dated all the way back to 24,800 years old. If true, this would place the pyramids as among the oldest ancient structures discovered. Currently, the scientific community believes the first signs of civilizations emerging came from Mesopotamia at least 10,000 to 4,000 BC. If the Bosnian pyramid dating is accurate, it means mankind and civilization has been around thousands of years before that. Around the Bosnian complex, underground tunnels were discovered running for more than 10 miles. Ceramic sculptures were also found, some as heavy as 18,000 pounds. Perhaps more mystifying is that a team of physicists and electrical engineers studying the pyramids have reported detecting a measured energy beam that occasionally emanates from the center of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun. According to the findings, this unusual beam is 4.5 meters and hits at a frequency of 28 kilohertz. An ultrasound beam has also been found to emanate from the pyramid at regular blocks. In 2012, the source was discovered to be located 1.5 miles underneath the pyramid itself. Is it possible there's some sort of ancient power source they harnessed energy from down there? For all the excitement and questions the Bosnian pyramids bring, there are also countless detractors who think it's nothing but a sham. In fact, many go out of their way to dispute that these are not even pyramids at all, but naturally formed structures known as flatirons. Some geologists also believe the supposed stonework discovered on the site are nothing but natural geological features. Nevertheless, the study of the Bosnian pyramids continues to this day and could change how we think about the very nature of our entire existence. Number 1. The Osirian. Considered as one of the most ancient sites in Upper Egypt, Abydos is believed to be where the ancient head of Osiris was buried. For centuries, it's been considered a sacred city, hence it was chosen as the location for the great temple of Abydos, otherwise known as the Temple of Seti I. The Temple of Seti I is the only structure in Egypt with a unique L-shaped design. It's also known for having some of the finest raised reliefs and the only one with a full list of kings and gods that presided over Egypt. Inside the temple are seven shrines dedicated to seven gods, namely Osiris, Isis, Horus, Amon-Ra, Rahorakhti, and Ptah. Seti I is also depicted as a defined king. As it is, the temple is believed to date back to 1300 BC. However, the most mysterious area of the structure is located at the back and dubbed as the Osirian. This mysterious portion is radically different in terms of structure and construction from Seti's temple. Because of this, it's thought that the building was there even before Seti broke ground for his temple. Either he stumbled across the structure while building, or knew about it beforehand and incorporated it into his own temple. This is also the most likely reason he added a sharp turn in his temple design. The Osirian was first discovered by archaeologists Flinders Petrie and Margaret Murray and is constructed at 40 to 50 feet below the level of Seti I's temple. Modern Egyptologists believe the two structures are contemporaries, but there is enough evidence pointing to the possibility that they're not. The Osirian bears a completely different construction and is composed of large megalithic stones, with some weighing an astonishing 100 tons each. The walls are made from 20-foot-thick red sandstones. The roof structure that was once in place were held up by massive red granite beams and believed to have been covered by the hillside. Because of its low-level construction, it's thought the Osirian was always partially filled with water and designed to be a holy place. The lack of inscriptions here, unlike contemporary Egyptian structures, is also telling. The only thing closely resembling any sort of wall decoration are unique and intricate flower of life symbols found adorning certain columns of the complex. These are believed to be later additions and are accompanied by several Greek letters. In the end, the purpose and the origins of the Osirian, along with what it signifies, still remain a mystery. Furthermore, its seemingly older age construction points to a timeline that forces us to rethink what we know about civilizations, Egypt itself, and mankind's advancement through history. So there were four megalithic sites that changed the history books. It's easy to accept modern archaeology data as facts. However, these structures prove that maybe it's time we rethink what we believe we know. While it would be nice to have all of our history lined out in a neat timeline, the data seems to be pointing to the fact that maybe we don't have it all figured out just yet. If you like this video, then remember to subscribe to our channel. Every Wednesday and Saturday, we have new videos for you to check out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.